Ian Scholz. So I was reading an essay in The New Yorker. I got stopped by this sentence. Quote, almost without exception, the periods of human civilization that we admire as we look back have been cosmopolitan in practice. Even those like the Bronze Age that we imagine as monolithic and traditional turn out to be shaped by trade and exchange and multiple identity, unquote. What a sentence by Adam Gopnik, by the way. This kind of sentence might appeal to me if I was reading about epochs and eras and what formed them and how they are reflected here today as we stand at the end, allegedly, of history. I would accept the premises and move on to whatever epiphany the author had for me. But this essay was supposed to be about Donald Trump. Also, all periods that we admire have been cosmopolitan. Without exception, the writer says, oh yeah? Where do hunting and gathering fit in? Or learning how to farm? Is it all just about bringing the goods to market? I mean, that's what cosmopolitanism is all about, isn't it? The culture that arises around a marketplace? If you're feeling flushed, you want nice things or nasty things, things you only find in the city. So if it's true that all periods we admire have been cosmopolitan, the opposite must be true. All periods we despise have been cosmopolitan. All periods are cosmopolitan. All ages matter. Therefore, so what? It makes the writer sound smart and educated and convincing and flattering. You, the reader, know what the Bronze Age is, but also educational. What you know about the Bronze Age is wrong. You probably thought the Bronze Age was about learning how to make tools from a soft metal, getting frustrated, discovering how to make iron, and moving on to the next epoch. But you have been schooled politely on the author's way to a larger point, which was, Trump is awful. Before reading the sentence, I didn't think I'd give much thought to the Bronze Age one way or another. According to the writer, though, I had, and my previous imaginings, shared by many that the Bronze Age was monolithic and traditional, were wrong. But were those my previous imaginings? Isn't the Bronze Age just another era totally invented by history teachers like Age of Exploration, Dark Ages, Enlightenment, Hundred Years' War, etc.? It's not real. It's a way to form chapters in a history book. So is this the age of Trump? The writer seems to worry that it is, especially in the growing general acceptance, as he sees it, of political thuggishness. He concludes, quote, what is genuinely alarming is the urge, however human it may be, to normalize the abnormal by turning toward emotions and attitudes that are familiar, unquote. Get sophisticated, people, he urges. Well, I'm no fan of Trump and whatever ilk that may be, but I'm a bit tired of sophistication, too. Enough Woody Allen movies and urging from sanctimonious writers who probably read their lugubrious sentences aloud to themselves as they write them. This is one of those sentences that make me long for a rude oral tradition. Don't make the history of the world your straw man. If you want to call Trump out, call him out. Use your words. I gotta go.